These people are not actors. They are real people with a real message.
It was December 15th. It was my husband's Christmas party, the children's Christmas party, actually. I'm on a antidepressant medicine. I had several drinks. Combined with my medicine, I turned into somebody totally different.
The initial reaction we usually get from impaired drivers is one of denial at first, basically coming up with reasons of why they're not impaired.
My husband phoned the police on me, which was hard to deal with. And I stopped and grabbed a couple more drinks and drove.
The first things we notice with impaired driving is driving patterns. Basic things such as weaving in lanes, weaving the vehicle, weaving between lanes.
They caught me going down the wrong way on the highway.
We will arrest a person at the scene where we pull them over for impaired driving.
I knew the minute I was pulled over and he just read me my rights.
They start thinking more of what they've done. They don't realize it at first, but when it hits them hard. And I've seen impaired drivers break down before me, literally in tears.
And I was crying the whole time. I couldn't believe that it didn't happen to people like me.
Denial of shock. It hits home if they have children involved.
I'm embarrassed for my children, my husband, my family. I have an interlock device in my vehicle. And how do you explain to a 7-year-old and 3-year-old twins why this beeping machine is going off in your vehicle and you're blowing into this thing?
The potential is there for a fatality collision involved.
I bolted up in bed at night. Bolted up in bed at night thinking I could have taken somebody's life out of my selfishness and my stupidity. I definitely have some terrible thoughts about that.
And you hope and you pray that it won't be one of these people that you know.
My girlfriend, who had been trying for 10 years to have babies, her and her husband, they were out looking for me, and she was pregnant with twins. And she phoned me the next day, and she said, "You know what? I love you very much, but you could have hit me and killed my babies." And that was the biggest impact on my life.
And you see that there is a potential out there that an impaired driver may have an effect on your life.
If I could say anybody who's out there that thinks that they won't get caught drinking and driving, say you're wrong. Put it in your head. It's against the law. You could kill somebody. You could end up going to jail for a really long time. Lose your license for up to 10 years. You don't want to end up like me. It's just not worth it.
In memory of those who have lost their lives to impaired driving, from Easy Rock 104.9 and MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.